Go ahead.
Yeah, that's where that was the first item in the draft process to read the resumes approved by the personnel committee. The resumes submitted to the HR firm to be logged and forwarded as received to committee chair and to board secretary for distribution to the PNB if there are people who wanted to see them. So that was the first item in that process. So like Lydia said earlier, somebody said, the majority of this work is already done by the personnel committee. We just have to now sort of retrofit this.
Okay.
Based on the timeline. So I think we all agree, so we probably could move on.
Oh, I see. Number one, resume submitted to HR firm, logged and forwarded, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's move forward with the agenda in this meeting then. Any objection to that? No? Okay. The next thing is the job descriptions for the ED and the CFO.
This is Nia.
Okay.
And this is Alex.
Okay. Nia, then Alex.
Yeah. Ken, I think when you were cutting and pasting, I'm going directly to the CFO. I think you missed the Roman numeral number 2. That's missing altogether.
You mean the second version?
Well, in what you sent out, yeah, this is not what was submitted to the PNB. This is not what was approved by the personnel committee. You're missing the Roman numeral number 2. Did you cut and paste, probably?
No, is that why it's missing? I downloaded and attached. I didn't cut and paste.
Okay. Bill sent this out from what I sent to him. So there was a boo-boo there somewhere. The original that Bill sent during our meeting last Thursday.
Do you have it? Yeah, Andy, by any chance?
Okay. I'll send it again, no problem. Bill sent it out to us. We met last Thursday, right? Okay. I will send it again.
You just send it out to the members of this committee? I don't...
Yeah, I'll find it and send it. And that
is this for CFO or both CFO and ED?
The CFO, when I went through the ED, well, let's do one at a time, but that was the most glaring thing from the CFO that was missing. And I see, this is Ken's. No, that was the most glaring thing. I'm going to resend it.
Okay.
You can go on to the next person, and I'll get back on the staff.
Okay, before we go on, is there, in the ED, is there much difference between what I sent out and what should have been sent, which actually
okay.
is?
Okay, let me just get that. I'm sorry. As you guys know, I have to do everything when I do print in large print. ED, this is Nia's, this is Ken's, and where is Ken's? There was one thing there. Somebody added a 1 second. On the version that you sent, Ken, which this was not approved by the personnel committee, that last paragraph, that one-sentence paragraph, where it says coordinate broadcasting, fund drives, and other activities which occur between two or more stations, that was not approved by the personnel committee. So somehow that got added. But I'm going to send to you what was approved by the committee, and
okay.
then...
Okay, but mostly it's the same.
Yeah, but
okay, okay.
But missing the Roman numeral number 2 on the CFO is really, really critical. I mean, that's the crux of his or her job. I'm forwarding it now.
Okay, so let's go on to Alex while we wait for that. Go ahead, Alex.
I was just going to say that I think we need a chance to review the job descriptions and in a similar way that we want to review the procedure. So why don't we take a week to review both and email back and forth?
There's a logistic situation on that, which was there's a possibility that these job descriptions will be submitted to the PNB tomorrow, unless we want to ask the personnel committee to suspend that until we get a chance to review them.
Well, since we're the committee that this is relevant for, I think we should we should have a say in it before the full PNB says anything about it.
Okay. Any comments about that? No comments. So.
This is Teresa. Mm-hmm. If we postpone this, is this significantly postponing our work and our timeline? Because if we post the jobs, we have to post the job description, right? So I'm asking Nia and I'm asking Lydia, if we don't approve these job descriptions tomorrow, but we wait until next Thursday, do you feel that's significantly affecting the timeline?
This is Nia.
And then I'll speak after Nia. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think losing a week is critical. The only difference between the original job descriptions and what the personnel committee did, there are very few edits, and those are in bold. But the committee decided to keep the majority of the job description and not to veer too far from it. So what's there, I mean, I could highlight pretty quickly for you what the changes are. Teresa is the secretary, I'm the chair, and Lydia is a member. So between the three of us, I'm sure that we could highlight that very quickly. There isn't that much of a difference.
Okay. Somebody
and this is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay, so these were sent out in August, so the PNB has been looking at these on the agendas every single meeting, and we've had plenty since August. So we've had the opportunity to look at them, and this is actually why I had said I think it's going to be in those instances, let's say we agree without any problems regarding the CFO or vice versa with the ED or whatever, is that if there's one that we can agree on and we can move it forward for tomorrow night, wow, then we can move forward to posting an ad. There's nothing to keep us from starting to post, even if we bring in a search committee later or a search firm or whatever. We can post. Let's say we all agree on the CFO, okay? And that can go to, and depending on what we approve in the CFO, it's going to go to a bunch of finance and nonprofit magazines. It's not going to be identical to that of the ED, but we can get those posts going right away. More importantly, we can get them on our website as well, or just as importantly. So we are already significantly behind schedule if you want to have this board, be the board to select the CFO and the ED, and I assume that most of you do. So, there you go. What can I say? I think that we should at least just go through it quickly, and I would again recommend we start out with the CFO, which actually may be the greatest disagreement. I don't know. And then, it only has one big change, but it's come up for many, many years. So if we all agree on that, we can move forward and present it to the board. If we don't, we can keep discussing it next week.
Well, this is Teresa. I want to make a comment.
Okay,
just one second. We had Alex and then Teresa.
Yes.
Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, I agree that we need to move on this quickly, and we should have a job description ready by next week. The only question is that should the full PNB weigh in on this tomorrow night before this committee has had a proper chance to review it, since it's most applicable to this committee, or should we ask the PNB to hold off, let this committee review it and make a decision at its next meeting and be ready to go and post the job description after that meeting. I think the latter method makes a little bit more sense. That's all.
Okay, let's go to Teresa.
Well, three things come to mind. Number one, I want to make sure we never have a problem that we had with Lonnie Hicks, where he brought up and said, "Oh, I am not managed."
Teresa, this is a public recording.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, still three things come to mind.
Okay.
I want to be clear. The relationship and who supervises who between the CFO and ED. And I don't know whether we've corrected that because I was off the board. I just want to make sure of that. And I'm saying that number two, I think that it needs to be reviewed in light of what's just happened, the fact that the contracts are not renewed. So do the job descriptions need to be reviewed? Are we not reviewing the contracts because obviously there are things that people need to do that have changed? Do we want more of a focus on management? Because I have heard some people say, oh, well, I want these people to be able to manage more, and there wasn't enough management. So those are my three things.
This is Lydia.
My second thing was the management. And the third thing is I did also have someone say, and I don't know whether I can say the person's name, but
don't mention any names.
That they didn't think that the CFO needed to be a CPA, that if we made this requirement, that it would probably significantly make a difference in how much we needed to pay the person, and wouldn't necessarily mean that that we would get better quality work out of the person.
Okay, we go to Lydia.
Okay, so in terms of the reporting mechanism, we did not change that from the time that our current CFO was hired, so the person still reports both to the ED as well as to the PMB. Mm-hmm. So that remained the same. The CPA thing is a change. That's the one that I thought would be the one that would require the most discussion. In the inquiries that I have made with CPAs, and not specifically with like the CPAs I deal with, it's specialized with nonprofits, mm-hmm. and what we offer our CFO is we would be able to get a very competent CPA. But I was like very taken aback that we are relying on an auditor to do our 990. If you have a CPA, all of that can be done in-house. Most CPAs will not jeopardize their CPA certification for Pacifica. So they're going to be, you know, automatically there is a standard that is a given with that certification as a CPA. I don't think that we will have, especially next year, we're going to be lacking some of the financial professionals we've had the benefit of having the past couple of years. And because they're termed out or whatever, we may not have them. One for sure will not have, Nia being one of them, on the board. So how will we never find out until it's too late when things start falling apart. So at least we would be held in good stead if we know that they have that certified public accountant certification. And this is not new. We've been discussing it for years with every cycle of CFO hires way back to the old administration. And people are always like afraid, and certainly like in this economy, and I have asked around, and you can get a good, competent, knowledgeable CPA with experience with nonprofits. For what we are paying is not that shabby.
Okay, anyone else on the stack? All right.
This is Nia.
I'm going to put my cell phone. Was there somebody else?
This is Nia.
Okay. I haven't spoken on this yet, so then I'll go Ken and then Nia. My concern is, in reading it over, as Teresa said, I don't see is responsible for. In other words, I don't see somewhere where it says the CFO is responsible for the accuracy and security of all foundation bank accounts and checkbooks, anything like that. I don't see a command position and accountability, and I don't see anything about knowledge of technology, contemporary technology. And or we passed a resolution, I know in the PNB, that the CFO has direct managerial relationships with the business managers. I just don't see a specificity of that. The job description includes responsibility for keeping everything running correctly. It looks more like advisory and opinions. And it doesn't seem to say, you know, you're going to be running, six business units are going to be running underneath you, and you're responsible for making sure that they keep their books straight and all their bank signatures are correct and all the accounts are correct and there's no phantom accounts floating around and everything's, you know, they have to manage the accounting or make sure that the accounting in the subordinate businesses are accurate and correct. So it's my concern. Also, it looks like a lot of these requirements are coming right out of the bylaws. When I looked online at job descriptions, they were much briefer in description. They're just more industry-oriented rather than the way they were written in the bylaws. So I don't know that we're not mandated in making a job description, especially for the purposes of describing it to a candidate. This is not a contract. This is just a job description that we're communicating to candidates and saying, this is the kind of work you have to do. Do you know anything about it? Can you testify or, you know, can you present yourself that you're familiar with and can do these tasks? It's not a contract saying what you have to do. I think that would be separate. Or there could be a separate job description. But I'm just concerned that it's a little too wordy. And it's not specific, and it doesn't cover new technologies. It just seems like it's from 1950 or something.
This is Lydia.
That's my concern. And we got Nia and then Lydia. Nia?
Okay. The missing Roman numeral number 2 reads, the chief financial officer oversees the organization's financial goals, objectives, and budgets, the investment of funds and management of associated risks, supervises cash management activities, directs financial operations, including payroll, internal controls, and auditing, and establishes and maintains the objectives and strategies for the finance department. He shall keep and maintain or cause to be kept and maintain adequate and correct books and records of accounts of the properties and business transactions of the foundation, including accounts of its assets, liabilities, receipts, disbursements, gains, losses, capital, and retained earnings. I mean, this is a job description, and any CPA you get, considering I've been with a CPA since 1976 and married to him since 1982, I mean, some things have osmosis, and I do have a minor in accounting. So this is quite straightforward. When you get to the interview, it is up to the interviewee to ask certain questions and to have done his or her work on the way the organization is laid out. You don't have to be as explicit, say the business manager this. Those are the nitty-gritty details that are to be discussed during the interviews. The other thing, Ken, in duties and responsibilities, item number 2, where it says ensure timeliness, accuracy, and usefulness of financial and management reporting for federal and state funders, for foundations and the PNB supervise the timely preparation and communication of monthly, annual, and any other financial statements. That's what I'm saying, that there are some things that we added to this that, you know, are very critical. Supervise all financial compliance and recognition for government, federal, state, and local contracts and private grants. A certified public accountant will be clear about all of these things. And it's quite obvious that the person is here or is being interviewed. They know that the business managers will be working for them. So I don't think we just spell it out that way. It seems a little bit too sophomoric to me. I mean, it's not that bad. You get what I'm saying? So these things are here. It's in the touch.
Okay, very good.
And this is Lydia.
Alex on the spot.
Thank you very much. Okay, Lydia, Nia. So we've got Lydia, then Alex.
Okay.
And, I take with due respect and note your experience, and you're correcting me. I wouldn't argue with what you're saying, Nia.
Okay.
So let's go to Lydia and then Alex.
I do actually like Ken's suggestion about the exact phrase used about
technology or responsible for the business units.
No, the computers.
Right.
I like that. I think that's not in there, and I think that could be added. But this is not just an ad. This is like a legal contract. The one thing that we have learned over the years, particularly with Pacifica, is that let's say you take away a particular function or you write a motion about something having to do with the function of the CFO in this case or the ED, whichever it is, you better not go beyond that job description. That job description is part of your contract, so it's not your ad. Your ad is a different thing. And so that's something we have to be mindful of, and that's why you can get specific enough, as we did in this, that a lot of this wording had been vetted by HR professionals in the past when we had them, but not get so much into the minutiae that it becomes the procedures, because you can get caught in the crossfire down the line. So you want to be specific, but not too specific. It's walking that fine line. It is part of the contract, though, in a way. It gets applied in court and the like. Not that we're projecting, but...
Teresa
anyway,
on the stack.
Be mindful.
Okay, let's keep the stack moving. Go to Alex and Teresa, then Ken. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, well, I was hoping to avoid this kind of a discussion tonight. We're getting into, like, the details of the minutiae of the wording of the job description, and it's not that there's anything, I think there's anything terrible about the job description that we've been presented, but I just think we need to review it, and it's not particularly efficient to do it in this manner where, we're on a phone conference. It's much more efficient to have time to reflect on it and send some emails back and forth. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And, in other words, do it more or less on a time when it's best available to us and get some feedback. And I guess nobody's particularly interested in listening to the presidential debates tonight, right?
I am.
we're missing them.
Two letters for that.
So that was why, my suggestion is let's go over it by email. The only complication is that the PNB is supposed to be voting on this tomorrow night. I'm hoping maybe the PNB will just not vote on this and let us, make a vote on it on our committee, and then if the PNB wants to ratify it after that, they can do that. But we should just go ahead and go ahead on the basis of what we decide to do at the next meeting. I don't think we're going to make a final decision at this meeting unless you're prepared to continue this discussion for the next 6 hours.
Thank you,
it
Alex.
Doesn't take
Lisa?
That long, Alex. The personnel committee did not take 6 hours.
Okay, Nia,
it doesn't.
Let's go. Teresa, Alex, excuse me, Teresa, Ken, and then Nia. Go ahead. Teresa?
Well, I am a little bit torn, but... I am somewhat leaning toward the fact that we should see if we can quickly postpone approval of the job descriptions until the next Thursday. And hopefully this committee will be on one page that the PNB will approve them without question.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go to the stack on this. Perhaps we can post an existing job description and at the bottom say subject to modification when we post it on the Internet. Because if what Lydia is suggesting is true, that this is a legally binding document, I'm definitely going to want to have in the description that the person, excuse me, in terms of my experience with recent CFOs, is an accomplished in public communication. Performs their tasks in a timely manner, attends board meetings on a regular basis, expected to, and is responsible for the financial health of the foundation and its subordinate business entities, not just reports about, but is responsible for the financial health. I feel accountability is one of the most egregious omissions in most of our jobs, and I mean that we hold people accountable for technical things like they didn't file this and they didn't file that, but we don't hold them accountable for performance. So I want a CFO that has is held to performance standards in terms of, you know, I can easily monitor any CFO in terms of delinquent penalties that were served or omitted or dropped income, you know, declining income. Now, it is true, you know, declining income may not necessarily, you can blame 16 people. But if you don't start to hold accountability, then you say everybody points a finger somewhere else and we don't get any accountability. And so everybody says, well, it's not me, it's not my job. I'm not responsible for making sure this foundation stays here. I'm not responsible for making sure that this station pulls its own weight. And I would definitely want to have something like that in the job description if it's legally binding. And as Lydia said, if this is legally binding, then I want something in there about computer literacy and competence on contemporary accounting software and technologies and so forth, because I want a CFO who can implement or make sure that we get implemented the tip jar on a mobile phone app and knows what we're talking about and knows how to get it done and knows where to go to get it done or can research it. So we need somebody in the 21st century. So I would definitely want to have that enhanced, and maybe we can satisfy both sides by posting the existing CFO job description, and maybe with a modification if we decide whether or not it's a CPA, and say subject to modification, and we can hash that out. So we don't get a delay in putting it up, but I think we do need some refinement. I'm done, and then the next on the queue, I think, was Nia.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nia.
Thanks, Ken. Well, to satisfy what you just said, Ken, in number 11, the personnel committee, what's here is assure adequate control and accounting of all funds, including developing and maintaining sound financial practices and remaining up to date on nonprofit audit best practices and state and federal law regarding nonprofit operations. So that's there. And
they're up to date, and they did it legally, but it doesn't say the organizations were viable or that they know about a contemporary accounting solutions, electronic, you know, software. So it's just that they know the law.
This is Lydia.
Sorry, let's go to Lydia.
Okay. So we'd have to find, I know what it is you're getting at, Ken, but I think we can't just put they're responsible for the financial health since they're not the ED, they're not the board who's ultimately responsible for everything. So we need to find out something with advice from HR or our attorney or their attorney that satisfies the idea, because they can only be accountable. Plus, can you imagine attracting any accountant that would come in after 2 years of a going concern, and then you're telling them they're responsible for the entire financial health of the organization when they don't have a say about how to run the radio stations per se. So I think, you know, it's just finding a way to accomplish what you're saying, but I really strongly do believe that we absolutely need to have that current computer accounting, you know, current accounting computer software skill for sure. When we converted even back in 99 to whatever, the previous system was way worse than what we have now. So,
what about, I'm sorry for jumping in, but what about a stipulation of having adequate skills in public communication?
Oh, absolutely. That also is really important because some of our problems, even if you're very skilled, if you can't communicate the things, and we're in the business of communication,
So if you can't communicate not only to the full board, but we used to have the CFOs come to the local station boards when they were approving budgets and still do from time to time, you have to be able to communicate what the budgets mean, what all of these accounting aspects mean, the whole thing. The board needs to feel informed. So I absolutely agree. Let's include those two things, that and the contemporary accounting software language.
Teresa for the SAC.
Okay, Teresa.
I think the question here is, can we do as Aaron says, Ken says, and say subject to alteration, which I'm a little bit reluctant to say, or can we just wait on posting it until next week? Those are the two choices as I see it. You want to make changes. You want to post what we have and say subject to change, or do you want to wait until we make the changes and we'll get approval by the PNB next week?
Before we answer that question, can I
go ahead, Nia.
Can I answer something? Now, in terms of the minimum requirements, is this not sufficient to say able to translate financial information and teach financial literacy? We also
not
have
by my standards.
That's good.
Not by my
excellent
standards.
Written and oral communication skills. There's facility with finance and accounting software, and ability to meet deadlines. Those are all there as part of the minimum requirements.
Trees for the staff.
Nia, where was that thing about software?
It's in the CFO job description on the last page where it says minimum requirements.
Oh.
Certified public accountant.
Yeah, it's probably
in the normal communication.
The contemporary software. Software
okay.
has been around for
so
a long time. If you're tied to one program and then can't switch over to the other one,
okay.
then you have issues.
So we can add the word contemporary there.
Yeah.
Ability to translate financial information and teach financial literacy. I mean,
yeah.
that covers a lot of stuff. Facility with finance and accounting software, Lydia, like the current software. We could add current.
Contemporary.
Contemporary is more appropriate.
So Teresa for the stack.
Okay. Yeah, let's address what Teresa's statement was.
But I would like to add to my statement at this point.
Go ahead.
I thank Nia for having it in front of her. I'm wandering around the house because I can't really get to my computer. I think Nia is addressing your concerns, and I'm wondering if we can take it to the PNB tomorrow with just the change of adding the word contemporary, or if Alex thinks that necessarily something has to be added. It seems to me, as she's going through the document, she's covering all of our concerns.
And this is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
We're not meeting until next Friday, so we wouldn't be able to take it to the PNB next week. Anyway, it would be at least 2 weeks if the PNB is willing to meet 2 weeks from now.
This is Alex.
Okay, Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
I'm actually not sure why the PNB has to sign off on this in any case. The PNB authorized us to set up this committee to do the ED CFO search, and we're posting a job description that's well within the parameters of the responsibilities of an ED and a CFO. We're not creating anything new, so the PNB can, if they wish to, sign off on it at some point, but I don't think it should stop us from proceeding.
No, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I think for this to be binding, sufficiently binding, and not have problems down the road, or midway, that's even worse, is let's just get the PMB to sign off on it. There is a big change here, and that is the CPA, and we haven't even agreed on that in this committee, much less at the PMB, but that it has been the PMB has had access to it since August 24th. So, anyway, and so people are clearly talking about it, as Teresa relayed. So we definitely need to have a discussion about it. But since most of the work has been done in the personnel committee, as Teresa can attest, because she had to, she was great about noting all of, you know, the little changes. We did punctuation. She did punctuation throughout the document and things like that. So we did all the wordsmithing. So any of the big idea changes, and now by adding contemporary, that just improves it. And before that, this document had been vetted in previous searches, so the only thing that's changed are the ones that we've brought to your attention. I personally think it's ready to go, and the big issue is, does the board want CPA or not?
Okay, if this is Ken Tostak. If Lydia's correct about the legality, the binding legality of the job description, that it's not just an advertising issue, it's a question that when a person gets hired, he can always go to court and say, they never asked me to turn off the heater when I left, and they fired me for turning off the heater, and it wasn't in the job description.
Oh,
we've been to court on this. We've been to court on this, and we've lost. So it may be binding, and if it is binding, then it should be approved by the PNB because it can't be left up to a subcommittee unless the PNB assigned that subcommittee the task of defining the position. Defining the position, which the PNB did not assign to the subcommittee, only to acquire candidates, not even to select, just to acquire candidates. So it didn't say to define the position. So I think Lydia's got a point, but yeah, we can post it, and I think we should in any case say subject to a change. Anything we post should say subject to change, so that at any time, if something comes up and we want to change it, we change it.
Teresa,
this is Nia.
It doesn't have to be frozen and said. But the one thing, before I get off the stack, is the CPA decision. Again, it's not going to be a decision made by this group, but eventually by the PNB, if anybody else wants to address that. According to Lilia, there's an adequate pool of candidates who have CPA requirements at the payroll, at the price we're offering. And it would give us an advantage in terms of being able to prepare our certain financial documents that we wouldn't have to pay the auditor to produce. So that could cut the salary in half, apparently. I mean, in terms of the expenditure, we'd save $40,000 or something. So
this is Nia, Ken.
Okay, so let's go over the queue now. I heard Nia, but before that I heard
Teresa.
Teresa and... Okay, so let's go Teresa and Nia. Teresa?
I don't want to rush anything, but I think saying subject to change in all of our postings doesn't sound like we have our act together. I think if and I think we have had it in front of the PNB, and I think it's sufficient. I think with the addition of the word contemporary, that we ought to, at least with the CFO, we ought to let people vote on it.
And they may, oh, I'm sorry.
Thank
Very
you.
Very good. Let's go to Nia.
And then Lydia to Stack.
Okay.
Okay. I move that the CFO's job description submitted to the Pacifica National Board by the Personnel Committee, but I want to say to have it pushed up on the agenda. I move that the job description submitted by the Personnel Committee be moved up on the agenda at the PNB meeting, maybe like right after the approval of minutes, with the addition of the minimum requirements. I'm babbling now, but with facility with finance and contemporary accounting software. That's what I'm moving, that this thing goes. Just that now we're going to add contemporary accounting software, because just to expedite matters. Because everything that we covered, except for that, is already here.
Okay.
And this is Lydia.
K, Okay, before we vote on that, let's just go around the back. Lydia?
Yes, I agree. And I think that, you know, the worst case scenario, the PMB says, you know, we want, everybody puts in their 2 cents and they send it back to the personnel, I mean, to the search committee. So, you know, we can't lose. At least let's see if everybody agrees. Like I said, the big takeaway here is the CPA thing. That's the only big change. And the contemporary accounting software is an improvement. And I think we're good to go.
Okay, anybody else? I'm going to put my cell phones back. Okay, Alex, and then me. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, it's kind of a peculiar motion to make that this is a committee that's recommending that the national board move something up in the agenda. I don't know. I never quite heard of a motion like that. But all right. I think in the interest of getting this out of the way, I'm not going to oppose it, but I haven't, for one, made up my mind about CPA or not CPA requirements, so we're going to vote on it. I'll just abstain.
Teresa, with a point of information.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Is the KPFA budget ready to go, and are you suggesting that we put this before the budget approval? What's the budget we're discussing tomorrow?
That's a bit out of order. That's PNB business. We'll decide tomorrow.
If it's KPFK, and I think it should be KPFT. But moving stuff up, and a motion coming from a committee of the PNB asking to move it up, we've done that, and other committees have done that. That's perfectly within Robert's rules.
I've never heard of a motion to do that. You step up to the microphone.
It's been done, Alex.
I'd like to move up a motion. But.
It's been done.
Okay, everybody, hold it. I'm going to go to make a statement, then we'll vote. So I'm not opposed to advising the PNB to move approval of the CFO job description up on the agenda. I may oppose it when I'm on the PNB. My main concern personally is that I'm going to have to reread it and study it. I'm negligent. I didn't study it prior to see if there's any accountability in there. And it's just not real to me that there's an omission. It's kind of like, do your job, and if nothing works, it doesn't matter. We can't fire you. There's got to be some accountability, and it's got to be more than just you did what you were required to do. There's got to be some management by accomplishment, what you got done, not just you fulfilled the technical tasks. So that's my concept, which maybe people don't agree with.
Well, Ken, you know, another – oh, I'm sorry, Ken.
Yeah, but that's okay. All right. So, but as Lydia suggested, this is really a PNB issue. We're all on the PNB. So if it does get on the agenda tomorrow night and it does come up for approval, we can all discuss it tomorrow. So it really doesn't matter because we're not going to come – it doesn't sound like we're in absolute consensus here. But let's go forward to a vote on this.
Ken, I do have may I respond to what you said very
ahead,
briefly,
Lydia.
I promise.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Oh, okay. We also have the option, I don't think that we've utilized our contracts with management. We haven't had a long history with contracts. excuse me. But we have the ability to include in the contract itself that they sign, put their name on, something that has some more teeth in it, like a one-liner, and that might be actually stronger and more binding. But anyway, it's a possibility. We'd have to discuss it with Andy and HR.
Okay, so the motion is to advise the PNB to move approval of the modified CFO job description higher on the agenda, the modification being contemporary.
Point of information?
Yes, Teresa.
Where is it now?
I don't know. New business? We don't know. The agenda hasn't been published.
Okay.
Do you
Well, I think that the motion would have to say, it wouldn't just say move it up, but specifically where.
Yeah,
I think
you know.
Mia said right after approval of the minutes, or approval of the minutes?
Yes, the motion is to move it up to the first order of business after preliminary actions.
Okay.
Which, you know, you ask for the moon, you get something else.
Another point of information.
Yes.
Are we anticipating that this would, my concern is that it would, the discussion would be so lengthy that we don't get to the budget discussion. We anticipating?
Again, the point being that if we make this motion, mm-hmm. then tomorrow, you can vote no or yes on this motion.
Okay.
And tomorrow, you can vote no or yes on the change of agenda.
Okay.
And then tomorrow you can vote no or yes on the approval of the job description, because we're all on the P&B. This is just, and right now you can vote any way you want. So let's have a vote.
And
the
also
vote is,
length of time.
let's have a vote. You get three shots at it. So this is that this committee, the EDCFO committee, recommends that the P&B move up the approval of the CFO job description to the first item on the agenda after preliminary actions. Okay, I'm just going to go. I'm sitting in a chair here. Let's just go through it. Lydia?
Okay, so let's see. Mia?
This is the vote.
I'm ready to vote.
Okay,
yes.
I'm going to
Mia votes yes.
Right,
Teresa?
I say no.
Okay, Ken? Oh, I'm sorry, Alex.
I'll leave Ken for that.
I'll pass.
Okay, Ken.
I'll abstain.
Ken.
Abstain.
Okay. And Lydia votes yes. Okay.
Alex.
And then Alex.
I'll abstain also.
Oh gosh. Okay. So two yes. One no and two abstentions. So the motion passes, oddly. But there you go.
Okay. That's fine. So, but, you know, as I said, I'm being back to the chair here. Well, we have two more shots at it, wherever you voted tonight, tomorrow.
Right. Okay. At least we've done something.
I want to call for adjournment of the meeting at this time.
Before we adjourn?
Yes,
hello?
And before we adjourn, I want to review our action items. But I whatever else is on the agenda, I think we should just terminate now.
Well,
yes.
I would like to say something. I want to be put on the staff.
Okay, but wait a minute. Before we adjourn, we've got Nia, then Teresa.
I was going to say, is it you or Lydia who's going to be sending the job description to Bill, Summer, and Afia? Who's going to be doing that now? Because Bill is probably working feverishly on the agenda. He will be working.
Well, you have it right there, Nia, right? You've made the change?
Yes.
Okay. Can you send it to me, and then as secretary, I'll send it?
Okay. I'll do that.
I'll send it to the whole committee and to them.
Okay. Then Teresa?
I'm wondering if we shouldn't send the ED job description. Are we intending to discuss the ED job description at our next meeting and not send it to the P&B to review it again or not?
Well, we didn't get to it.
Okay.
No, we didn't get to discussing the ED. We're just talking to CFO.
All right, no problem.
That's
then.
Going to be postponed.
Okay, no
okay,
problem.
Okay, so let's go.
Okay, so reviewing the items. Ken will be setting up our Yahoo listserv. Ken will also be sending the ballot for chair of the committee. Nominated are Alex and Nia. And let's see, the next thing is we will all be reviewing the ED's job description for next time, as well as the timeline. We will also be developing tasks to determine whether we need a search firm or whether we will do it all in-house. We will also, as we're doing this, try to think in terms of a budget that we will be presenting to the PMB, and we should discuss at our next meeting. We will, and then, of course, we approve that motion, which will be forwarded along with the job description. And I think that's it in terms of things to do. It's quite a bit, actually, when we go through all of it.
And then Nia's going to send something to you, which you were sending to Bill.
Yes. She will be sending me the job description with the modified contemporary software language under minimum requirements.
I move we
thank you very much. So without further actions, I'd like to adjourn the meeting so everybody can go watch the Obama-Romney fight.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Very
good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay. Good night. Teresa?